Now, the do you have any different kind of fires, piles, you talking about? Piles?
No, it was only that one big one.
Okay.
Cut up the ground.
That one went, did it have one on both sides, or was it just a...
What
would they
yeah.
break the ground up real fine with? Did you ever see one of those?
I don't know what they call them, but...
I
forget what you call it. But they did have something that leveled the ground after you plied up.
Mm-hmm.
As you plied the ground up, they had something that, I guess you'd call it a rake. I don't know. They would come behind you with a rake, a big rake on it.
Yeah.
A big rake on it, and would level off the ground.
The kind you used in the garden was the what? The kind of rake you used in the garden?
It's called a garden rake.
Okay. And then to get the leaves up in the yard, you'd use a...
Well, there are different kinds of rake. There's a garden rake, and there's a lawn rake. And this lawn rake is just, it's galvanized. You know, if you try to rake up like a rock, it might break or bend on you. But then it has this rake of iron, made out of iron. You can rake rocks, move a brick with it. So we have an iron rake, we have a brass rake, and we have what we call a lawn rake.
Did you ever use those things, little things that had three prongs on it like this? You know, it digs, what's that called? You
yeah.
In the garden with it?
Yeah, I got some of those. Those are hand tools.
Okay.
And one of them is a fork. One of you got a little fork. You have a little spade.
Okay.
And
when you were... When
I guess
the,
you got another land for it.
When the bushes were getting out, you'd go get yourself some what?
What do you mean the bushes?
Say, when the hedge was getting out of line a little bit, you know, what would you use to trim the hedge up?
Oh, we have a scissors, garden scissors.
Okay.
We have a big long garden scissors, and you clip them. You trim the hedge into it too. It's hedging scissors.
Have you ever seen the ones that run on electricity? What do they call it?
I don't know, but they have some because Miss Mackie got one.
Yeah.
She's got one. It's a machine that you can change different parts to it. I don't know what that is.
Now, out on the farm, your father would use the what to?
He used everything by hand. He did everything with his hands.
A saw.
He used a hand saw. He used a regular saw. He had one saw with a rip saw. He had another saw that you cut wood with.
Yeah.
Then he had another saw that was called a tree saw. Then he had a saw with a log saw. You cut big logs with.
Yeah.
It was a long saw with wooden handles on each end. It's called a two-man saw.
Nowadays they just use a what? Use
electric saw. Everything done by electric now.
A
lot of hands going off much more fast than it did a long time ago. Because those electric saws just take anything and hit it goes.
Yeah. Electric, have you ever seen the ones that run on gasoline? They call them what?
No, but they got battery saws.
Okay.
They have some run by batteries. Our sewing machine was the same way. They use a sewing machine by electric. We use a sewing machine with a pedal. You pedal it. It's a pedal machine. You put your foot underneath there and you pedal like that. And we had a single sewing machine. You pedal it so.
When you wanted to start a hen laying, you put what in the...
Laying mash, huh? There's some kind of a food called laying mash. And you also take the eggshells. See, like your laying eggs? You take the eggshells and you crumble them up and throw them out in the yard and they'll eat that. But you can buy something called laying mash. A long time ago, well, they threw all the scraps from the kitchen out there, plus corn. We gave them corn. My daddy used to take corn and dry it. He shucked the corn, let the corn dry, and you take one corn and rub it against the other corn. You call that shucking corn. And we give them that corn. And that made them lay a lot. That's another thing I learned, how to grind coffee when the coffee grinder was out of whack. We took a bottle, like a wine bottle,